I am not, nor do I claim to be a dietitian or a licensed nutritionist, but I'm going to say this for people out there who have dealt with firsthand and you're experiencing living with someone, being with someone, married, estranged, boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't care, parents, what cousins, brother, mother, from another, doesn't matter. If you're experiencing someone who has very, very extreme erratic behavior, and you're noticing a pattern, first of all, you got to notice a pattern. Second of all, you got to keep track of this and write this stuff down. Things don't make sense. And you're in a situation like I am where you're trying to find the help that you need and to get the support that you need. And that means emotional support, means physical support. And sometimes you realize that you have to literally go back into another abusive situation because you have to have the support and things and you can't find it. Don't fault people when they have to walk back in a toxic situation temporarily because they don't have any other choice in the matter. Don't make assumptions and things. Never do that stuff. When you make assumptions, it makes an ass of yourself, and don't be an ass. You cannot sit there and judge people of what they're going through and decisions they make if you're not in their shoes. Those who have unconditional support and emotional support and support from family and loved ones and people being there and understanding, especially emotional support, consider yourself having the greatest gift of life that doesn't cost a dime. And that's priceless. But I'm talking for those, you know, and I'm hoping that what I experience helps other people so you don't have to go through the same thing, or maybe you're going to have your aha moment. I'm just going to say this. Addiction is addiction, and addiction can go into various things. It can go into sex addiction. It can go into utilizing things for uppers and constantly feeling this natural high, and people can't get it from drugs, or they're seeking drugs, or whatever ways and means. Whether it's being an alcoholic and people drinking to get this upper high and to mask. And all this really is what I'm talking about. It's just masking mental health matters that aren't being addressed, or they're not being addressed properly, or people go through therapy and they're not taking it seriously, or people just use therapy as just to use it to appease people when they're not really there. They're not mentally there. They're not helping themselves. They're not benefiting anything from it. And let's face it, the world that we're in now, people need emotional support and mental health. And there is very limited, let's face it, there's only so many mental health providers out there. And people who have waited many, many weeks and months to get into a therapist, and anyone who is not taking therapy seriously is wasted therapy for someone who really wants help and wants to better themselves and be the best version of themselves and get the help they need. There's a lot of people that out there that just seek therapy to appease. There's people out there who seek therapy to gain access to benefits, whether it's veteran benefits, whether it's whatever benefits. There's a lot of people that do that. There's a lot of scammers. There's a lot of con artists, you know. And that's unfortunate, but we're in that day and age. What I'm saying is when you notice erratic behavior in someone and there's a pattern and you're seeing this, like they're one way during the day, one way during the morning, and then in the evening, all of a sudden, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde and black and white situation. I'm just saying this from being educated, from being directed, but most importantly, getting the help, the support, emotional support, and people directing me on what to do and how to handle things in the last 72 hours, last week. Getting the help and the support and the guidance, and those are professionals in that legal counsel, and getting the help I need, but also realizing someone's behavior can be contributed to things that they're consuming and taking. That's the truth. Anyone who takes and consumes a ton of supplements, creatine, BCAAs, things like that, uppers, and these are people that aren't using it as means of working out. Before working out, usually some people will mix it with water or whatnot, but we're talking about people who are just using and taking and buying this stuff as a way and means of a natural high, and not to be used for what it's meant to be used for, is using it improperly. And usually people like this have an addiction problem. That's the truth. They're using this to mask mental health matters that they're not taking seriously, they're not getting the help, or they have the help and they're just not there for that reason. When people do that and constantly taking BCAAs and uppers and then mixing it with energy drinks, bang energy drinks, whatever the energy drinks are out there. I don't know. I don't like energy drinks, but there's a ton of them out there. Let's just face it. When people mix that stuff with BCAAs and all these upper powders, you're a walking time bomb. You're going to be having erratic heart rate. you're going to be on this high, upper high, and then mix it with caffeine and then drinking and, I mean, consuming junk food, a ton of caffeine, a ton of chocolate, a ton of carbs. And I'm not a dietitian by any means, but I'm just saying what the messenger told me. Okay, that stuff, as I was told today, can make anybody a walking crazy time bomb. You're going to get someone who's up all day long. And then when it comes to the evening, this person that's up needs to come down. What's going to happen? One or two things. They're not going to be able to sleep. Their heart's going to be racing. Their mind's going to be racing. But most importantly, they're going to be a very moody, mood swing, extremely irritable, very off, mentally off, behavioral off person. And you see the pattern, you start figuring out. You got to realize when somebody is doing this, they're doing it for long periods of time, you are never going to change that person. No therapist is going to change that person. It's not going to change. When you're in a position and you have to have help and you need to make major swift changes in life, and you are, I mean, let's face it, I know I'm not the only one struggling to get the help and anything help that you need called helpful hands. Let's face it, it's been a slow process for me, but I'm still needing to figure out this, and this. And it's tough because a lot of people need a lot of help in this world, and that's the truth. When you're dealing with things with your health, it can be a million times harder. When you're looking for places and you're wanting to purchase a house and you're looking even for rental properties and you have your beloved fur babies and they must go with you, and my fur babies are my kids, they must go with me. It's 10 times harder to find a property. When you have people who have the ways and means to do it and they just don't want to do it, it's just because, let's face it, I'm going to tell you what it is. They don't care about helping you. They don't care about your struggles. They don't care about your emotional health. They don't care about your physical health. They don't care, okay? And anybody who tells you they don't care means it. Okay, take it for what it's worth. Move on. Exit that. That person's not going to help. Those individuals are not going to help you. I'm just saying this. You're not alone on your struggles. There's a lot of people struggling. I've connected with a lot of ladies, a lot of you women on Caring Bridge that are going through very similar things, almost mirror-like identical. It's not easy when you have to step back an abusive, toxic relation because you can't find any other help. It's a sad situation to be in. Is it fair? No. Is it okay? No. But you have to protect yourself and do what you need to do during that process. And temporary means temporary. You have to let those be. You've got to keep track of things. You've got to monitor things. But when you're noticing a repetitive pattern of a strange behavior, I'm just saying this, is you can tune a lot of this into what people consume. If people have mental health matters and they're not staying on top of it, they're not using therapy as the way it should be, they're not getting better, they're getting worse, and then they're consuming. And what I'm saying is supplemental things that are uppers that make you feel high. And then in the evening, you're noticing a Jekyll and Hyde mood, okay? Then a low. Well, whoever is in the area or the region or the air that you breathe in, as somebody who's acting like this, you're going to be the bullseye target. You got to do what you got to do. You got to tune yourself out. You got to tune the person out. You got to remove yourself out of the environment, out of you know, next to whatever situation. You got to do what you got to do. If you can't in some matters and you can't do that, then you need to get a pair of headphones on, noise canceling completely out. You got to learn to evade, avoid, but most importantly, ignore. I don't know, you know. A lot of the things I've realized through therapy and just common knowledge and common sense, I've realized could have been prevented and stopped many, many eons ago. When you look at a totem pole of life, when I talk about totem pole, we're talking about people that you should be able to go to, the people that should be stepping up to the plate, and no matter what emotional support or you need a hand or whatever, should be there. If you have to beg and plead, and that totem pole, especially when they're way at the top, is not there, they're not there. They're never going to be there. And you realize that it's just a void. You can't go to that individual or individuals. They're not emotionally supportive. They've not been there. They're not being there with your health. They haven't been there with your health. You maybe have a history of, you know, things you don't realize, or you get into your medical records, you realize there's negligence, there's not attending to things, there's not keeping up with specialist appointments and things. You may realize that the progression, the things with your health may have gone back way before you even had a chance to even talk. I mean, there's some things in life, folks, that are out of your control. And I've realized that over the course of the past several months, is there's a lot of things with my health that could have been prevented. And that comes from a license, more than a license, more than one oncology specialist, Rare Cancer Institute. So when people get a hold of your records, there's a lot of things that could have been prevented. And at a point in an age and a time when you're not even able to talk, or you're not able to defend yourself, or you didn't know your medical records, you didn't know your situation. You know, I'm going to say this to any parents out there, okay? Okay? No matter how toxic, how dysfunctional, how horrible your relation is, when you have a child or children, and there is a special needs or a child who has special attention that they need with their health, and you're allowing your toxicity in a relationship start affecting your child or children that have the attention and the needs that they need, is demanded from you as a parent, and you neglect and you fail in those duties, and there are certain chronic illnesses, and there's a lot of things with autoimmune that if you don't stay up on that as an infant, as a young child, as a teenager, adolescent, I don't care what the situation is, you as a parent or parents, and you don't stay up on that, okay, that stuff can spiral out of control. That infant, that child, that adolescent, that teenager becomes an adult, and they are dealing and have to deal with the consequences of a relation, whether it, you know, you're married, engaged, however you bring a child or children in this world, they have chronic illness and they have special attention needs that you did not attend to. You're too busy arguing, you're too busy fighting, you're too busy with abusive, abrasive toxicity under a roof. You forever change that child's life that grows up to be an adult. You change their health and you change their life. There's a lot of conditions out there, and especially autoimmune and chronic illness and things, that if parents aren't careful, or parents not careful, and they're not attentive, and you can't be attentive, and people are get too much in their ego, I'm not going to give my child anybody else to help raise, I'm not going to ask for help, I'm not going to do that. That is the most selfish ass thing you could do, is not give your child or children the best life that they deserve. And if you're in a toxic relationship, marriage, whatever situation, okay, and you're stuck or whatever, the most greatest gift, priceless gift you can give your child or children that need that attention, that have things with their health, is to give that child to someone who has the time, has attention, has the love, has the support, and can take care of them and make sure to stay on top of, most importantly, their health. Because you don't do that as a parent or parents. The consequences are when that kid gets older and they become an adult and they're struggling with their health and wondering what the hell's going on and why am I constantly going through things and why is this just constantly escalating? Okay, eventually all those records start making sense. And when you have people that are really high-ranked specialists, okay, and band together, and they take all your records, and they take time, and they sit down and look at everything, they're going to figure out where the problem is. And as an adult, and you're the one dealing with the ramifications of a household that was toxic, abusive, and abrasive, and your health wasn't attended to, whether there's one child or children involved, okay, with chronic illness, you could have more than one child dealing with health matters, you as an adult are going to pay the consequences for a dysfunctional, toxic household, where a selfish act of allowing another family member, a loved one, or someone else to step in and intervene and to take care of your child or children while you're getting yourself and your relationship or whatever's going on underneath your roof addressed. And when you're back up on your feet, when you have a stable environment, a safe environment, not a toxic, abusive, loud, abrasive environment, when you get yourself back on your feet, you're going to be the best parent you can be. If you continue that cycle, you're not being a parent. You're being a liability to your child or children, especially when they grow up to be an adult. Because when you're not there mentally and emotionally to take care of a child or children that has special needs and medical situations and conditions that need the attention from a parent or parents, you have let that child down. You have let that child, you've let the children down, and they're going to pay for it as an adult. They may not get it. They may not understand it. But as we get older, we get wiser, and a wise person can figure things out, put their emotions aside and look at things logically, allow other people, especially when it deals with your health, allow specialists to intervene, allow people to sit down, allow legal counsel, allow whatever situation, sit down, grab everything they got, grab all your medical records, and get the people the count. We're talking about licensed medical professionals and figure out this mystery. Why are you dealing with stuff? If you're dealing constantly with stuff with your health, and it's not making any sense. Okay? I've been there, done that, all right? Is it because it's not making any sense? Because there's something bigger going on with the picture that you're not aware of. If you grew up in a dysfunctional, toxic, abrasive household, okay? and you're not sure what your health situation was, or you remember bits and pieces, and maybe you were too young, and maybe you couldn't even talk. Maybe you were an infant too, okay? You're not gonna be able to fend for yourself. You're not gonna stick up for yourself because you were too young. Don't be hard on yourself. But faulting on a child's health or children's health when they're young is not your fault as an adult. Let me say it again. It is not your fault and your battle. So don't take it out on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. It's not your fault. It's a parent or parent's responsibility. It's not about being a burden, having a child sick. It's not about being inconvenienced. It's not about you. It's not about you. Because when you decide to have children, that's a lifetime commitment. It's a lifetime responsibility. And your child and children come first. You come last. That's the way it is. A child starts from jump with chronic illness or something, or wherever they are in their life as a young child. Okay, now it's really where you have to step up to the plate and really give it your all. And if you can't be there mentally and you're dealing with a toxic environment, a toxic spouse, a toxic boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whoever situation with a child or children that needs the medical attention, then you need to provide and do the most selfless act in the world you'll ever do as a parent or parents is give that responsibility and right to somebody who is ready that can provide and give the best life that they can. Give the undivided attention. Make sure they stay on top of being forwarded to specialists. Make sure they stay on top of testing. Make sure they get the medical help, the best help they can get and the best support they can get from licensed specialists and doctors and physicians that you can give them, that a child or children needs when they're dealing with their health. Well, I'm going to say for all you adults, and you figure out a great mystery when you get older, and it's too late because your health has just spiraled out of control because you realize there was negligence from a parent or parents. And you don't figure it out till you have professionals, you have legal counsel, you have people that pull this stuff up. Records don't lie. Medical records don't lie. Okay? First of all, don't fault yourself. It's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. And when you are taking on of what should have been taken on with your health, and you're doing it, you're protecting the younger self. You're protecting your younger self. You're protecting your younger self. You're doing the dual duty diligence that should have been done when you were young by our parent or parents that failed and neglected you, okay? They neglected their right and duty as a parent or parents when it comes to a child's health. That stuff can spiral out of control when you don't maintain and take on top and stay on top of a child's health. I don't care what situation they're in with a chronic illness. I don't care what diagnosis it is, okay? If I can just stop one parent or parents from not being attentive, not being responsible, not staying on top of your child or children's health, when they need the help, they need the referrals, they need the testing, they need to still maintain appointments, and you're in a toxic ass, dysfunctional, loud, abusive, abrasive marriage, engagement, relationship, hostile, I don't care what it is, that you are doing nothing but a disservice. Because that child grows up to be an adult. And if they live to be an adult with things that can be really, really detrimental, can be downright deadly, you have forever changed and altered that child who's now an adult, period. Now you as an adult, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, roll up your sleeves because now you got to take on what you lacked as a child from a parent or parents that was negligent. Medical records and things don't lie. Sorry, folks, they don't lie. You know, and I'm sorry, sometimes you get to learn the real truth inside the nook and cranny of your chapter, of your book of life, a little too late. And it's not fair and it's not right. And, you know, I mean, you'll connect with people. You will. Good Lord, universe connects you. You have loved ones and you'll have guardian angels that watch over you. And you'll realize the universe will connect you with people that matter, that make a difference, that are there to help you. You know, don't ever be afraid to ask for help from people. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help from the public. Don't be afraid to get that emotional support that you need because you're going to need it. You start figuring out things that's going to be emotionally, you're going to be let down. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be let down. Not okay. So certainly not okay. But don't go fault yourself. Don't blame it. Lack of care and negligence by parents when you're young. And the point sometimes when it goes back and you weren't even able to speak, it's not your fault. That's not your fault, you know. That's where a pair of parents and an adult finds out they need to take ownership. need to get counseling and they need to make it right. But there are some people in this world and some parent or parents in this world that still will not do that. It's the truth, but you gotta learn to move on. You've got to take care of yourself. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy when you're dealing with a toxic relationship. A lot of times I have learned is learned behavior. You choose, women, ladies, sometimes what you don't realize until you get older and wiser and good therapy and you start figuring it out. A therapist is not going to figure it all out for you. They're going to give you tools to figure it out, but they can't sit there and hold your hand and guide you. You got to figure it out. Sometimes you will choose toxic relationship after toxic relationship after toxic relationship because that's what you grew up in. That's all you know. That's what you learn. You don't know normalcy. You don't know a good relationship. What's that? That's foreign. All you know as a young child is what you're seeing and what you're seeing and witnessing, experiencing. Don't fault yourself on that either. All of a sudden you realize you're choosing the same kind of pattern of relationships. Now you're in a situation with your health. You got to bring back a toxic ass relationship or whatever situation because you can't find any other help. Because now we're in 2023, and if you're dealing with your health and seriousness of it, it's going to be 10 times harder because a lot of organizations in that are strapped. A lot of people need a lot of help. Don't fault yourself. Just keep trying. Keep trying. I cannot say it enough. I would love to be an advocate of keep trying. Because when you keep trying and you keep busting your ass and you keep trying and you keep filling the voids that you have in your life that you need to fill, no matter if it's emotional, no matter if it's physical help, whatever, you're going to succeed eventually. And sometimes it feels like it's going to take a hell of a lot of time. And there's going to be times you just want to throw in the towel and give up. Okay, those are the times you need to dig deep in your soul and you just keep fighting harder. Because eventually, you know, the universe is good and you'll fill the voids and you'll find the help that you need. And sometimes it just takes time. With this podcast and my experience and what I've gone through in my journey in life, may it be a lesson, a learning experience, and most importantly, let other people know you're not alone. I've been down that road too, and you'll get through it, and it's not easy. But people who are looking on the outside and they're not inside and they don't understand what's going on or what's going on, people make choices and have to do things that they don't want to do, and they have to make choices and bring people back into life that they don't want to have to bring in. But they're going to do what they need to do temporarily, you know? Don't judge people, you know? Don't make an ass of yourself. Don't judge people because you're not in their shoes. We should never do that. Sometimes you have to look and go, things may look strange or odd, whatever, but you have to have faith in people understand that they're probably doing things because they don't have any other choice. Maybe they don't have any family. Maybe they don't have emotional support. Maybe they're estranged from family. Maybe they had to walk away from family. Maybe family wasn't healthy for them. Maybe they lacked growing up. You don't know the situation, so don't judge, you know? But don't give up, people, you know? And you feel like you're struggling and it just seems to be too much. It's overwhelming. And I've been there over the past couple of weeks and it's not been easy. I take days and I recharge and I reset. Sometimes carrying bridge has been a couple days, maybe 3 days max. It's helped me therapeutically. Is audio is fine. I use Free Yourself, My Journey as more as educational tool of experiences that I've dealt with firsthand to let other people know I've been there too. And that you're not alone and you'll get through it because I know I have. It's hell hard, hard as hell, but you'll get through it. You'll struggle, yes, but you'll get through it. Help is limited out in the world. It really is. Everybody's needing some help, some way, shape, or form, especially right now in the world that we're living in. You could just flip on the news and figure that out, or just go out in the public and figure it out. You'll figure it out. I mean, everybody needs help. But when you're dealing and struggling with your health, you know, sometimes you'll find yourself in situations and matters around people that aren't healthy for you, but you don't have a damn choice. You don't. Don't care what other people, who cares what other people think? Because they're not in your shoes. And the people that really are judgmental and that want to say things or think things, you got to ask yourself, are they rolling up their sleeves and helping you? Because if they're judging you on decisions you have to make temporarily, are they helping you? Have they offered to help you? Are they assisting you? I don't care if it's a neighbor, a friend, I don't care who it is, coworker, whatever. If they're not, then who gives a damn what they think? But really, they have to question themselves is why are you even thinking anything? Because you're not offering help. You're not helping. So really, what's it matter to them? Nothing. So don't sweat what people think. You do what you need to do to take care of you. You make the decisions that you need to make to take care of yourself. Ladies, OnlyFans. Yes, OnlyFans used to be a website that people thought of that women would go on there and do sexual stuff for money, okay? A lady's going to do what she needs to do if she has children, household, and she's fighting and surviving and scraping by. She's going to do what she's got to do as long as she's not hurting anybody else. When you get older, you realize the importance of that. OnlyFans is a great website. Now, it's not a, you know, about sexual videos and that. There's a lot of people in OnlyFans, and a lot of men as well, that are taking things as far as, I've seen a lot of people on there who do DIY projects, men who do a lot of like craft, woodworking, building things, and we're not talking about sexual stuff. There's a lot of people taking their talents of art and the love of music, or people, I've even seen people with pages of just reading from a book or just eating. I mean, I've said this before, people literally just do videos of them sitting down at a dinner table eating that have benefited people that are alone, elderly people that are alone, you know? And they feel like they have someone they're eating with, you know? People are doing things that they need to do now in this day and age for money. It's not easy, especially in the United States, barely scraping by. Everybody's barely scraping by. You're gonna do what you gotta do, ladies. And as far as gentlemen, that's correct too. But as long as you're not hurting anyone, you're not doing anything illegal, you gotta do what you gotta do. Don't worry about other people judging you. Because unless they're rolling up their sleeves, it doesn't matter what they think, okay? Opinions are like bums. We all have one. It doesn't matter. I know I'm going all over the place with this podcast, but there's so many things on my mind. And I just haven't been in that mood to podcast. I've been just dealing with a lot of things and feeling very overwhelmed, a full plate. The past 24 hours, today especially, and last 3 days, I've been getting a lot accomplished. And I realized today, it's like every single phone call that I have made, I've had helpful hands. And people that get it and understand without getting into too much, because you don't want to have to get into too much of your personal matters, but sometimes you need to get into your personal matters. Don't be afraid to talk about what you're going through. Because you never know, the person on the other end, they're going to be going through the exact same, if not the most similar thing that you are. So they get it and they understand. You know, you're not alone. Utilize the hotlines, ladies. You know, I'm tuning on you, ladies. Utilize the hotlines out there for guidance and support. You know, there's desperate times, desperate measures. You're overwhelmed. I'm not talking about just suicidal hotlines. Now, I'm talking about, you know, and that's important too, but I'm talking about when you feel overwhelmed and you just need advice. There's a lot of hotlines out there, a lot of organizations that are 24/7. I know I have had to seek and search and find one just to being overwhelmed. And how to take this full plate and divide it and, you know, taking the best avenue for things for me, because I got to take care of me and my fur kids. We come first, you know. You do what you got to do, ladies. You do what you got to do. You know, we got to remember, too. And women and ladies, no matter if they're healthy or not healthy, or kids, no kids, women got to do what they got to do. To stay afloat. The strongest woman does what she's got to do to stay afloat. Don't judge. If a woman has to go back in a situation that she don't want to go back, she has to bring somebody back that she don't want to be around. Because you got to realize, she's probably doing this, 100% doing this temporarily. So don't judge. You don't make assumptions. You know, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whatever the hell, Snap, Goat, Chat, whatever. Don't make assumptions and things of what women are going through unless you are rolling up your sleeves and you're helping. You know, don't do it because you're gossipy and you're just nosy body, okay? Because nobody likes nosy bodies and gossipers, okay? Ladies, you do what you got to do. But all I'm saying is no matter who's listening to this, and maybe you can relate on some level or what I'm saying, or maybe all of what I'm saying, is I just want people to know, sometimes on For Your Soul, For Your Dreams podcast, is to let people know you're not alone. And it's not easy. But don't be afraid to ask the public for help. Don't be afraid of making big moves and big changes. And like I said in the beginning, if somebody's behavior is erratic, okay, and you start putting the pieces together and you get the help you need to start putting it together and it all makes sense, if somebody you're going to realize is there's a lot of people in this world that will be like that till the day they're dead, okay? And some people just don't change, and some people don't take therapy. They don't use it as therapy. A lot of people use therapy for saving face, to use it for to try to get a claim, whatever situation. I just want people to know you're not alone, and if something's off, it's off. And addiction's addiction, and you're not going to change an addict. And people who don't stay on top of mental health matters and are making matters worse for themselves, you've got to understand if you're in an environment of somebody like that, that you're going to be environment in the same way and exposed to it. When you have children, don't bring children in that environment. Don't keep children in that environment. When children are, they have special needs or care or have chronic illness, don't force them to keep them in that environment. No. The biggest disgrace you can do as a parent or parents is bringing a child or children up in a toxic, abusive ass environment. The most selfless act you can do is realize as a parent or parent, especially you ladies, when you are in toxic, abusive ass relationship, marriage, or situation, the most selfless, priceless thing you can do is give your child to someone who has the time, attention, and the care that that child or children needs. And when you get yourself back on your feet and you get the help that you need and you're back there and you're ready, you'll be the best damn parent you've ever been in your life. And please, for love of God, when a child has medical issues and you're keeping them in a toxic environment and you're not staying on top of their health because you can't even stay on top of yourself, for the love of God, put them in somebody else's care. Put them in somebody else's hands so they don't have to suffer when they become an adult. Because that, my friends, is just not right. Amen.